With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The federal opposition leader is threatening to introduce a motion of non-confidence in the federal government if it doesn't kill an anticipated increase in the carbon tax. Global News says if it's successful, Canadians would go to the polls. That's unlikely, though, because of the NDP agreement with the Liberals to support them on confidence matters. Back on Monday, Pierre Poilievre pushed for an emergency debate on the increase. That motion was denied by Speaker Greg Fergus. The increase is expected on April 1st. And yesterday, the Environment and Climate Change Minister said the government will not pause it. Meanwhile, the federal government is almost ready to table legislation that will change the way we cast our ballots. CTV News says the substance of the bill, which will amend the Canada Elections Act, hasn't been released yet. But there's word it would expand voting to 3 days, allow voters to cast a ballot anywhere in their riding, and improve mail-in balloting. It does fall short of the full-scale overhaul promised by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The name Erie Migration Academy stands. Public school board trustees rejected a motion to rename the new school in Kingsville last night. Residents at the meeting urged trustees to reconsider, saying their voices were discounted when trustees chose the name. The trustees did vote in favor of sending the school naming policy back to the policy committee. The health unit says the number of elementary school students suspended from class because their immunizations or their records are not up to date has now shrunk to 61. Just last week, it was over 100. And it was 860 at the start of the month. Those records have to be updated under Ontario law. Windsor is again offering vouchers for those who want to help control the feral cat population in the city. City Council put aside $20,000 for that in the budget. 260 vouchers are available for use at participating veterinarians who will spay or neuter cats. Low-income families can use them too to fix their pets. If you want a voucher, call 311 starting next Wednesday. They'll be mailed to you, and they have to be redeemed before May 24th. And a sign we're getting closer to the start of boating season. On Friday, the Canadian Coast Guard Seasonal Lifeboat Station opens in Amherstburg. This afternoon in spring training, the Jays take on the Braves. The Tigers play the Twins. In the NHL tonight, the Leafs play the Capitals. It's Toronto and Boston and Ottawa and New York in women's professional hockey. And in the NBA, the Raptors host the Kings while the Pistons play the Pacers. We might get more flurries this afternoon. Sun and cloud, windy and up to 3 today. Maybe flurries tonight, windy and minus 4, feeling like minus 10. Sunshine tomorrow morning, then sun and cloud in the afternoon, we'll get up to 2. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.